Blog Talk Radio.
Spizzle. Check it out. To whom it may concern. Let go.
E says she love God and they dissing her. Oh, somebody finna get they feelings hurt. Pushing that tradition as if it was written in his word. Faith alone is dead, so tell him I said they gon' get this work. Went to this church and they told me Christian rap ain't a god. Ain't it odd they can discern that from the way it not? Would it sound more like your heavenly praise if I mix it with a little Frankie Beverly and Maze? No longer will you tell us that we're morally rebellious, cause our music won't conform to what you normally compare us. Cause them same people singing all them choruses you yelling got it looking like Sodom and Gomorrah at the cellars. And I don't mean to flip, but y'all gon' have to listen more. Y'all don't even fish, y'all just criticize our fishing pole. Y'all gon' have to quit, pour some music on your 10-year-old that came out in 69, back when you were 10 years old. I just wanna lead them all to light. I just wanna reach them all through Christ. I think we would all like to see the youth do right. And fishing is the mission, but you keep missing, cause you only fish with food that you like. Now if you went to church and the preacher started preaching, and the words within his sermon started rhyming as he's speaking, and the drummer starts to feel it, so his stick starts to beating, could you tell me biblically at what point did he sin? I listen to some Marvin Sapp, Israel and New Breed, Kirk Ty, Kevin LaVar, Smokey and Troy Sneed, Tamala and Tasha. But see, that's only me though. My kids, they love it when I throw that Uncle Reese on. So when you say what I do is less than holy, just know that you're rejecting a whole lot of testimonies. I traveled the world preaching the gospel. This generation needs us. I just pray that they don't die before your generation sees it. Pizzle.
Praise God, praise God. Welcome to Jesus Child Christian Urban Poetry. This is your hostess, Sister Katisa, man. We are in the Jesus season, always celebrating God. We thank God for you. We're going to have another selection, amen, before we go into our prayer, amen. Hallelujah.
Thunderdome.
I celebrate Christmas. Without the birth, it wouldn't be a death. It would be cold, like seeing breath. With a dark man, like DMX, now I'm reaching. Gonna be the bitch. No, this don't sound like a Christmas song. Cause I celebrate its meaning all year long. I ain't saying you can't do it up, do it up. If you celebrate Christmas without Christ, then what you doing, bro? I may take my life down, but I never take my light down. Rev hard, any day, ain't no better time than right now. Right now, hit the gong.
Celebrate Christmas.
Amen. Celebrate Christmas all year long. All year long, every day. Amen. We celebrate Jesus, and he is the reason for Christmas. You know, so much has been lost in our consumerism and of Christmas and whatnot, but we want to bring the focus back, amen, to the true meaning of Christmas, the joy, the peace toward man from God. And he established that through his son, Jesus Christ. Amen. We're going to have prayer, and we're going to go into further of our programming on today. Amen. We thank God for you. We thank you. Thankful that you've joined us. Amen. This great Thursday of December. Amen. So we want to go further and have some prayer and have a blessed day on today. Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, we give you praise, glory, and honor. We thank you for this season. It brings many different types of responses, but we want to bring the response that pleases you and bringing the focus back to your son, Jesus Christ. And we give you glory. We give you honor. We give you praise on today. You are awesome. Amen. There is no one like you. And thank you so much, oh God, for sending your son into the world that we could have our sins forgiven and washed in the blood, and you remember them no more. You give us a chance after chance, and you want us to have repentance. You want us to turn toward you, call on Jesus that we may be saved. And we give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen and praise God. Amen and praise God. Amen. We are joyful. We are celebrating. Amen. As usual, we hope to be celebrating on this program. And today is Acts 17. Our favorite scripture, we might come from another scripture also during today's programming, but our favorite, Acts 17, amen, verse 26, let's start from there. For one man, he made all the nations that they should inhabit the whole earth, and he marked out their appointed times in history and the boundaries of their lands. Verse 27 says, God did this so they would seek him and perhaps reach out for him and find him, though he is not far from any one of us. Verse 28, for in him we live and move and have our being. And so your own poets have said, we are his offspring. We are the offspring of God. God has his poets as well. Amen. And he was speaking of the time there when, amen, that was the Apostle Paul speaking to a group and on their time and explaining them who the unknown God is, that they had a, you know, a little plaque or a little monument set up, and that God is, he is to be known. And we want to make him known throughout the earth. That's one of the purposes of Jesus Child Christian Urban Poetry. As we close down this year, we prayed and we brought some music, we brought some interviews to the glory of God, amen, to his praise, that it will uplift to the kingdom, uplift to Jesus Christ, and bring your focus back to God and to Jesus and to know him, getting, you know, helping people, you know, come over to Christ, to come over to know God more. And that's our purpose, our vision. Amen. The gospel, the great commission of Jesus Christ to take this gospel, make disciples, amen, into the whole world. And so we give God all the praise. We give God the glory, amen, for you, amen. And so we want to go to another selection on today, amen, more about Christmas, amen. Oh. Amen. Christmas time is here. And again, I was saying early, that was Kayla Starr's Christmas time. Amen. Oh, I thank God for Kayla and her music. Such a blessing. And Christmas time is here. Amen. This time kind of just kind of comes upon us sometimes unexpectedly. But yet it comes, and it's a time, I believe this is a great time of reflection to look back over the year to see how far God has brought us from and to Him, and how He continually keeps us and makes His face shine upon us. God, yes, who we exalt, who we give praise and honor to. And so much workings in our life. God does so much. Amen. I think we not only take for granted, we just don't know everything because we're not all-knowing like He is. And He is all-present and all-powerful. And so perhaps, and it may not even be important that when we are with God through eternity, to know how much, amen, He is at work in our lives, in the lives of our loved ones. Truly, it's, you know, by His grace, it is by His mercy. Every day, these mercies renew. You know how mercy is. Mercy is where we don't get what we deserve. We deserved death because the Bible tells us the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God to God is eternal life through His Son, Jesus Christ. And those who choose Him make Him Lord, and He is their Savior. Amen. And so, what great blessings. We have great, great blessings from the Lord our God. And I'm just ecstatic, you know. Ecstatic about the grace. Grace is that God gives us, you know, the gift of salvation. It's a gift. And grace is unmerited favor. And so God turns His face and gives us these opportunities to know Him, have our sins covered, and have a change of the way we live. And that's called repentance. It's called, you know, not going in the same direction. And by acting as we were before, not the same. We don't have the same behaviors. Amen. We don't have the same vocabulary. It's changing, you know. It's a walk with the Lord. It is faith. And that's how we want to live. Amen. We want to live like that. And we just say hallelujah. We praise the Lamb of God, amen, who is worthy of all praise. And we thank God for this opportunity and to be His vessel, to be the light in the darkness. And so we thank God for you. We don't take for granted our audience, you know, the listeners. We don't take that for granted, not one moment, because we know you have, you know, things you could be doing, but you've chose to tune in with us. Thank God for you. Amen. Thank God for you. And we're going to keep going on further in our segment. But let's read, you know, a little bit from Luke. I believe that, you know, the scripture, God said He has His own poets. His own poets have been the prophets of old. And in Luke, he tells about, you know, Christ. It tells about the birth of Christ and the other gospels as well. You can find the account of the gospels. I want to read some particularly from Luke chapter 2 when it talks about, you know, Christ and His birth, amen. And so we want to definitely thank God for that. And so we were going to read Luke chapter 2. Amen. Luke chapter 2. And let's go into that. Let's see here. We'll start at verse 8. Luke chapter 2, verse 8, it says, there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, do not be afraid. I'll bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. 11, today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger. Suddenly, a great company of heavenly hosts appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest heaven and on earth, peace to those on whom his favor rests. When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about. Amen. I just love those verses. Amen. There's so much in those verses that are encouraging and are strengthening. And even I feel are poetic. Amen. Such as this, verse 11. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You'll find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger. And then when the angels start praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests. A poetic verse, to give glory unto God and whom his favor rests. And, we have plenty to be grateful for during this season. Amen. And to share the good news, to tell people, how they can be forever with God. And it's amazing. Sometimes if you really want to think about the goodness of God and his peace to us, the world can offer a false peace, a false sense of peace, that everything is okay. That everything is well, but when you know God, there is definitely the peace that not just says it, but is proclaimed, it is felt, it is a calmness in your spirit, a calmness in, right there in the midst of every circumstance, the peace of God, the favor of God resting on us because of his son, Jesus Christ. Amen. So I give God praise. I give God glory. Amen. And for his good news, as it said in those verses, the good news, I bring you good news. And that's what we want to always be proclaiming here on Jesus Child Christian Hour and Poetry. This is good news. We have a message that we bring that is good. Good. And people need to hear it. They need to hear it through gospel rap. They need to hear it through spoken word poetry. See it in plays. Amen. And whatever art that God gives us, people need it. People need it. And we are so grateful. Let's hear Grateful from YL. Amen.
grateful. When I think about my life and I think about the Christ I was made for, I'm reminded of the price, I'm reminded of the sacrifice of his life he gave for me. And I know he's faithful, even when the fruit of my life is distasteful. He said all of my sins have been paid for, his love for me, something that you'll never walk away from. Now how about that? The weight of my past is not off of my back. Man, I talk about my track record and my pacifist to do whatever outside of your plans. Lord, I don't understand your sovereignty. And you didn't just cry, you picked me. Your grace is out of my league, but I'm so thankful it's never out of my reach. Reach.
Been a bit hard of time, daddy, I'm so grateful. So bet I've been on my grind, and I've been so grateful. With pleasure, pain, guilt, shame, daddy, been so grateful. So man, I've been so grateful. So man, I've been so grateful. Been a bit hard of time, daddy, I'm so grateful. So bet I've been on my grind, and I've been so grateful. With pleasure, pain, guilt, shame, daddy, been so grateful. So man, I've been so grateful. So man, I've been so grateful.
But the Christian, notice what Colossians 3 says. The Christian has a very different pursuit. If then you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is. We are seeking because we know that there is someone there. We are seeking because we know that there is someone here, right now. No, when we seek Jesus, he's seated above everything else. He is what life is about.
Under the sun is under the sun, under the sun. Now ain't that confident, knowing everything in life is in the sight of the one who governs him. And I'm blessed cause I know who he is, and I'm blessed cause I know he lives, and I'm blessed cause even when in that, I ain't sure cause my life is in the one who gives. Man, I'm rich, resting in Christ's hands, I ain't gotta worry about a thing. I should've been dead, but he say he paid my debt, cause he said love covers up a multitude of sins. Boy, that pain man makes a statement, he's the best man. Someone told him not late, then all that grace and all that favor, he's so faithful. Can I get an amen? Amen.
Amen. On time, and he was so faithful. So bet I've been on my grind, and I was so grateful. With pleasure, pain, guilt, shame, and he's been so grateful. So man, I've been so grateful. So man, I've been so grateful. Been on 10 on time, and he was so faithful. So bet I've been on my grind, and I was so grateful. With pleasure, pain, guilt, shame, and he's been so grateful. So man, I've been so grateful. So man, I've been so grateful.
When the Lord came into my life, I was born again and all about Christ. But even then I had my nights where everything seemed dark and I seek for the light. It's like I never really understood what he did. Didn't have to be killed, but he did what he did. Way before I said I live and die for the king, he was like, I'ma live and die for the kid. And I don't need a coupon to show you. I'm saved and I'm changed, man, I thought I already told you.
My heart was filthy,
my mind was screwed up. Then
Jesus saved me.
Hallelujah.
He's not frantically running around trying to save us. He's done it. It is a finish.
Been a bit hard of time, and he is so faithful. So bet I've been on my grind, and I was so grateful. With pleasure, pain, guilt, shame, and he's been so grateful. So man, I've been so grateful. So man, I've been so grateful. Been a bit hard of time, and he is so faithful. So bet I've been on my grind, and I was so grateful. With pleasure, pain, so man, I've been so grateful. So man, I've been so grateful.
Amen, amen. We are so grateful, so grateful, grateful, grateful. Amen. As we come into a close to our program on today, we thank God for you and for joining us. We appreciate you very much. And, we hope that as you're preparing, amen, for this season, amen, truly we know God is using the midst, amen. And so we are very, very grateful. We are very, very thankful. Amen, that how God is using his people, and truly it's an awesome time, amen. And so we come to a close, and we just say the Lord bless and keep you, you know, make his face shine upon you, be gracious to you, and turn his face towards you and give you peace, because we all in search of something. Sometimes we don't know what it is. But at the top of the list, at the top of your list, Christmas list this year, pray for peace. Amen. Peace in our hearts. peace with God, true peace, and not a false one. But the world is going on, it's moving on in direction as the Bible has described that it would move in. So our thing is to is maintain, amen, and spread the peace of God in Christ Jesus, his only son. And so I thank God for you. Be blessed. This is The Point of It All by The Winner's Circle.
With the fam, this Christmas is magical, and I ain't talking Peter Pan. I'm talking joy and love, thank you, was grace and mercy. My God, what did I ever do to deserve this? I promise this is bliss, the best I've ever known. My family is alive, and I have a place to go home. Thanks for the love you've shown and the blessings you sent. This Christmas is special, to you I give acknowledge.
This Christmas, don't spend a dime on a kid.